Hey everyone, it's Lynn. I hope that you're doing well. And if not, that's okay. Let's work on this tonight. I wanted to discuss progressive muscle relaxation and how to do it. It obviously helps to relax your muscle groups. It also helps in relieving anxiety and stress, tension, and it also helps with sleep. Most oftentimes, we're not even aware that we tense our muscles when we are experiencing stressful situations or having a panic attack or anxiety, even depression with those symptoms, we're not even aware that our muscles are not relaxed throughout our body. So, with progressive muscle relaxation, it's also a mindfulness technique. Help us to keep our mind and body in check and to be mindful when we are tensing up certain muscle groups. So, I won't ramble on too much like I normally do because this will be way too long. You can do this pretty much any time. Well, I shouldn't say any time, but whether it's a break, a lunch break, work break, school break, a time when you want to de-stress, unwind, when you want to meditate and be mindful before sleep. Or if you're having a trouble, if you're having rather trouble falling asleep or staying asleep, this is a good way to help. So before I go through all the muscle groups, I don't want to keep on repeating myself for each group. So what I just wanted you to keep in mind is you're going to breathe in when you tensen the muscle group for about 4 to 10 seconds, or however long you can hold your breath for. Whatever is most comfortable to you. So, when you breathe in for those 4 to 10 seconds, you're going to tense up that muscle group. Not too hard. You don't want to get cramped up, but tense it enough firmly. And then you're going to hold it. And when you do breathe out, you're going to release all at once, not gradually. Just relax that muscle group instantly. Okay? And then you are going to just relax for about 10 to 20 seconds before you move on to the next muscle group. Okay? So, hopefully, you guys are in a comfortable position. And you don't have to begin the way that I'm going to. You can pretty much do it any way you want. But this is usually the way that I do it. Okay? So, we'll start with our lower legs. Okay, so focus on your lower legs. And what you're going to do is point your toes towards your face. Okay? And you're going to hold them in place. And while you're doing so, you're breathing in. Okay? So about 4 to 10 seconds, or as long as you can. Then when you breathe out, relax your toes. Okay. So those are for your lower legs. Pointing your toes towards your face when you breathe in. And then when you breathe out, release instantly. Relax those muscles. And you could also point your toes away. So you could do both or either one, whichever you want to do. It's up to you. So point your toes towards your face or point your toes away from your face. Okay, so that's for your lower legs. And then the next part is your thighs. You're going to clench them firmly while you breathe in. And then when you breathe out, relax them instantly. Okay? And like I said, usually 10 to 20 seconds before you move on to the next muscle group. I'll try not to do that here because this will be way too long of an audio. Okay. So the next one is your hips and buttocks. Okay? All you have to do for this one is you're gonna press those butt cheeks together tightly, okay, while you breathe in. 4 to 10 seconds, whatever is comfortable to you, holding those butt cheeks tight together. And then you're going to relax them completely as you breathe out. See? Very simple. But very useful, very helpful, beneficial. I'm telling you, you keep practicing this enough, I guarantee it will help diminish symptoms with anxiety and stress, and to even possibly diminish pain and the tension that's going on in your body, not just in your mind. Okay, the next group is the stomach. So you're gonna suck it into a tight knot, okay, while you breathe in. So suck it into a tight knot while you breathe in. Then you're going to relax completely as you breathe out. And then the next is the back. With this one is you're gonna arch your back up and away from the bed. Okay? Or if you are sitting or on the floor, you're moving your back up and away from the floor, chair, bed, what have you. So arch your back up and away. While you breathe in. And then relax completely as you breathe out. Then the next one is your chest, which is just basically a breathing exercise on its own. You're going to take a deep breath and hold it for 4 to 10 seconds. This is for your chest. And then release. And the next one is the front of the neck. And what you're going to do is touch your chin to your chest as you're breathing in. And try not to create tension in your neck, in your head. Okay, if that makes any sense. You're just really focusing on the front of your neck and you don't want to cause any cramping or any tension in the whole part of the neck and the head. It's not the point. So just be careful with that. So with the front of the neck, you're just touching your chin to your chest as you're breathing in. 4 to 10 seconds. And then you're going to relax completely as you breathe out. Okay. And then for the back of the neck, you're going to press the back of your head against the bed. Or if you're on the floor or the chair. Depends what you're doing. But for now, since we're on the bed, you're going to press the back of your head against it as you breathe in. And then relax completely as you breathe out. And then the next part is for our mouth. You're going to press your lips together tightly. Check your face for tension. You're just wanting to use your lips, not your whole face, okay? So press your lips together tightly as you breathe in. And then relax completely as you breathe out. The next group is cheeks and jaws. And you're going to smile as widely as you can, okay? Give me that fake smile of yours. I prefer a real one, but sometimes when you're smiling so widely, it looks ridiculously fake. So, for cheeks and jaws, smile as widely as you can as you breathe in. And then relax fully as you breathe out. And then next is around the eyes and the bridge of the nose. You're going to close your eyes as tightly as you can, okay? As you're breathing in, close those eyes tightly as you can. And then relax fully. As you breathe out, loosen those eyes up. Okay. Next is the forehead, which you're going to wrinkle it into deep frown. Okay. So take that deep breath in and wrinkle into a deep frown. And then relax completely as you breathe out. Next group, shoulders. So what you're going to do is shrug them. So raise them towards your ears. Okay, so breathe in and raise those shoulders towards your ears and hold. And relax completely as you breathe out. So for the next, it's the biceps and the upper arms. And what you're going to do is as you breathe in, you're going to clench your hands into fists. You're going to bend your arms at the elbows. And you're going to flex your biceps. So you don't have to do that all at once. If you don't want to, you can separate them. But again, for biceps and upper arms, you're going to clench your hands into fists, bend your arms at the elbows, and flex your biceps as you breathe in. And then as you breathe out, relax all of those muscles. Done. Wrists and forearms. What you're going to do is extend them and bend your hands back at the wrists as you breathe in. So extend them, those wrists, and bend your hands back at the wrist as you breathe in. 4 to 10 seconds, and then when you breathe out, relax those muscle groups completely. And then the last one, the hands. And all you have to do is when you breathe in, you're gonna clench those fists. Clench them. Make them into nice tight fists. And then when you breathe out, you're going to relax completely. And that's it. Those are all the muscle groups. And like I said, you don't have to follow it in that complete order. You can do whatever you like. I hope that it was somewhat useful and that you'll try it yourself. And maybe you're comfortable by now. Maybe feeling a little better. Trying to think if there's anything else that I wanted to bring up tonight. I think that might be it. So I hope you guys are comfortable. And if not, maybe listen to this again or find someone else to listen to. I'm not offended. I'm gonna try to sleep now. It's late. So I will chat with you guys again soon. Good night.